Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a great privilege and honor to be with you here today. Thank you, Colonel Hall, for that very kind introduction, and thank you, President Faust, for your great leadership of this great institution and for your support for ROTC. Welcome and thank you to all the families, friends, and supporters of these outstanding graduates, and a special thanks to the parents of these remarkable young men and women. Though they have learned much here at Harvard and in their officer training, it is you who have formed their character and instilled in them the timeless virtues of honor, courage, respect, and selfless service. To the fine men and women of the Harvard class of 2010 who have volunteered to serve in the United States military, you represent the very best that our nation has to offer. Congratulations on a job well done. This is a memorable day for you, and on behalf of Secretary Gates and the entire Department of Defense, I wish to convey our most sincere appreciation for your service. Over the past few years, you have not only passed through the academic rigors of one of the world's most prestigious universities, but you have done so while also taking on the additional requirements of the ROTC program at MIT. You have been challenged academically and physically, you have been held to higher standards than your peers, and you have been tested in and out of the classroom by renowned scholars as well as by seasoned military professionals who have judged your integrity, your courage, and your leadership. Nothing speaks more highly of your character and your patriotism than the fact that you have volunteered to serve your nation in a time of war. You have elected to forego a more comfortable life, and with eyes wide open, have courageously and selflessly offered to put yourself in harm's way on behalf of your fellow citizens. Several of you will serve in combat zones, and all of you will endure trying times. At some point, on a hot, miserable day in a desert, or on a freezing cold night in the mountains, you may wonder whether you made the right decision. In the middle of swamps and other charming places, I know my Special Forces teammates on more than one occasion asked themselves that very same question, grumbling that James Bond never had to do this. They, of course, expressed themselves a bit more colorfully, but this is Harvard. Rest assured, no matter how arduous the challenge or how austere the environment, you can proudly say that you were among the few who, when your nation needed you most, you answered, "Send me." But don't pat yourselves on the back too much just yet, because once you take the oath of office, the toughest challenges begin. From this day forward, you will be held to even higher standards and carry even greater responsibilities. Your courage will be as important as your intellect, and humility will become your greatest asset, as you will soon be expected to lead soldiers, sailors, and Marines, and perhaps a few airmen too, of the world's greatest military, many of whom are seasoned, combat-hardened veterans who have spent recent years deployed in some of the toughest fighting conditions. To them, you are brand new lieutenants and ensigns. They will not care about your previous accomplishments, nor should they. You'll have to prove your merit to them, and they constantly will judge you by your leadership, your integrity, and your character. If I can offer you one piece of advice, listen to your NCOs and veteran service members. Heed their advice and learn from their experience. As a former Special Forces NCO and officer, I cannot stress that enough to you. Great officers listen and learn in order to lead. But lead you must. When it's time for decisions, you must make them. Your soldiers, sailors, and Marines will expect technical and tactical proficiency from you and physical and moral courage. You must lead by example. You will have power as a leader by virtue of the position with which you are entrusted, but the strongest form of a leader's power is referent power, when your followers believe that you're the person best qualified to lead them. Your service, our country needs your service now more than ever. Al-Qaeda and its affiliates remain a constant threat. Their recent attempt to bomb the Detroit-bound flight this past Christmas and more recent attack on Times Square in New York serve as a reminder of why you are serving in our nation's armed services. Your fellow citizens depend on you to protect them and our way of life. You have been given the finest schooling and military training, and now you will be asked to use it to defend our country. I and your fellow Americans have confidence that you are up to this task. Let me close by quoting the great patriot Thomas Paine, whose wise words early in the struggle for American independence are just as relevant today. About 6 months after the Declaration of Independence was signed, when the outcome for the War of Independence was far from certain, Paine wrote, "These are times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and sunshine patriot in this crisis shrink from service of their country, but he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. I see you here now standing by your country, ready to serve it, and your country cannot thank you enough. Congratulations, may God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America."